Vabbè.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Good Brothers and Me the Podcast. It's Friday night. It's ladies' night right here on the hill at Churchill Smoke Shop. And as always, we got Mr. P. Powell the third Powell and Mr. Piston Powell the third and a general head scowl, Abraham Brownfield. Fella, what y'all smoking this evening, man? What y'all smoking, man?
Well, it's always good to, you know, to be back with the Good Brothers on a Friday. You know, today I'm smoking 708. My brother cigars out of Chicago. I'm smoking the Triple Barber Pole Jr. Of course, it comes with three leaves, a Habano leaf, a Connecticut leaf, and a Maduro leaf. This usually smokes a pretty mild smoke. Usually, that's what I usually end up smoking mild. I don't smoke too heavy like as I've done in the past when I was younger. But this is a nice mild cigar to enjoy on this Friday. What you got going on over there, Mr. Brumfield?
Okay, tonight I'm smoking a Camacho Ecuador. It's produced by Camacho, which is a subunit of Davidoff Cigars. Cigars being produced out of Honduras is a medium blend with the upper end of medium going toward full body. It's very enjoyable and has a lot of consistent notes, and it changes throughout the length of the cigar.
That sounds like a good one.
Well, I mean, that's one of the more popular Camachos that we carry, that Ecuador. I mean, I know Coach like the Corojos, but a lot of people always requesting an Ecuador.
Yeah. And I got the 70 gauge Perdomo Imenso. It is a Nicaraguan Maduro. It is a Cuban seed wrapper, Cuban seed filler, gray smoke. But don't get it twisted. Just because it's big don't mean it's a good cigar. I just like what I like.
Right.
All right, good smoke, real smooth smoke. They also come in smaller gauges. But like I said, it's a 70 by 7. They also come in smaller gauges, it's 60 by 5, 50 by 5, 50 by 6, whatever. So that's what we got. So, fellas, what's on the agenda for the evening?
Well, man, you know, this week we've had some interesting things that we should have national politics talk about, but we're talking about it now here in Mississippi, about the two gentlemen that were tortured by Rankin County police officers, well, sheriff's deputies. You know, we know the incident happened in July. In fact, who those who are not familiar with the incident, just take a listen to this right here. Now that you heard that, you know, got the gist of what the incident's about. Guys, what's y'all take? This happened in January, and it's just starting to get full steam in the news this last, what, month or so?
Yeah, about the last month. Hey, what you think, Abe?
I think it's a travesty that it's taking this long for the administrative process to really take effect. As of today, I saw an article in the Mississippi Free Press where the officer who was off duty at the time, who was implicated in the abuse of the two gentlemen, was fired. Okay, there's a lot of questions concerning, though, that officer and the five others who were implicated in that assault. Oh, you first heard about it because the family complained and they had a news conference with several attorneys. The extent of it all, it just blows my mind that a simple interaction would turn into such brutality.
2 hours. This is some stuff you see in the movies. 2 hours of torture and, you know, the one shooting guy in the mouth, and it's just barbaric. You know, the one thing that bothers me is the incident happens in January. So you have enough evidence to fire the officers now, but you don't have that same evidence to submit charges at the same time. I mean, yeah. Chad, you mentioned the one that was off, one of y'all mentioned the one that's off duty, he should get that right off the top.
That's the one from Richland.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's assault, sexual battery, and yep. whatever you want to call it, you know.
And also, again, yep. you're talking about federal hate crimes.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I think will happen. They're waiting for the feds. They don't want to get involved. Because, you know, I don't know whose relatives or who, but they want the feds to do it. So that way their hands can stay kind of clean, so to speak. That, hey, we didn't do it. The feds came in and do it, instead of just doing their job. I saw where the sheriff said he's not gonna resign, you know.
Well, when the Fed come in and make you resign, then what?
You know, then we don't even know. We don't need to spill something on. We don't even know how many it is, because from where they talking, it's more than just the guys that were there. It's like at some point, I think from whatever you see, it would look like it was some kind of attempted cover up that it happened. Because, you know, he's saying multiple, you know, sheriff's deputies and people were suspended and offered their chance to retire. That's the little thing they threw in there that caught my ear, that you had the ones that were fired, then you had some forced resignations, then you had some forced retirements. That's a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yes, and I don't see why we have to worry about if the federal government is going to get involved, because we have lesser events that have happened right in Jackson that the state attorney general has taken the lead prosecution on, because the local district attorney did not move in due diligence. So I haven't heard from the state attorney general, you know, who is the lead law officer of the state. You know, why has it been such a lapse? You know, it's really mind-blowing. You know, you go 6 months down the road and we're talking about administrative issues, you know, who has been dismissed, fired, or they've been given opportunity to resign. But that does not erase what has happened.
Right.
You know, when are we going to see results from a grand jury? Because these men need to be indicted, they need to be processed, and we need to have a court date where we can hear what happened, what their rationale was for it, and all of the evidence, so we can assign exactly who's at fault. Because it is makes no sense to have men walking the street who would do that to another human being.
Questions that need answers.
Well, look, check this out. You know, think about what they just said about, you know, state and all of getting involved in other cases. Just look at just a few months ago, the special districts they did out there in Foundry.
Yeah.
They got that done. You know, they jumped in to say crime is a problem. This is one of the most, I mean, right now you're making national news for torturing two black men for 2 hours. And I still haven't heard. I heard what they said, they went there for drugs, but they weren't charged with any drugs. So you hadn't heard nothing that they will charge with, you know, that for this to go on. You know, and look, let's just be honest here. When you hear the story that, you know, since we don't have the full details, we're not gonna just say, but this was personal. You don't do that. You don't round up a posse and go after somebody like this for 2 hours and in the name of law enforcement. It doesn't take that long, because it wasn't like they was like barricaded in there in a hostage situation. I mean, you know, it wasn't no situation like that. So yeah, yes, this has to be personal.
Now, I want to know what the probable cause was,
right.
You know, because obviously they did not have a proper warrant, you know. So basically they went there under their reasoning with the intention of recovering drugs and catching them, I guess, in the act of collaborating to distribute these drugs. But when they did not find these drugs, they resorted to torture. And that is not protocol. You know, if you suspect there's drugs on a premise, you get canine unit, or you properly investigate and you toss the residents. You look for the product. You
right.
secure the men, you handcuff them, you know, where they can't get away,
mm-hmm.
place them in one place.
Right.
Then you go through the house and you do the search. Check the bathrooms, check the cupboard boards, you check under the rugs, etc. But put pistol in a man's mouth, to pour milk on a man, to waterboard a man, to get him to confess to something that there's no evidence that has transpired.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And that's what they did. So, I mean, hopefully we'll hear some more information about that and get some resolution to it soon. Because it's just, it's one of those things, as we read the details of it, it's sickening. And it's one of those things that you can't let, if you wonder why you have this kind of distrust, because there's no transparency. Because there's no way the incident happens in January. It becomes public a few months later. You finally fired our officers here in the beginning of July, but we have no information of anything Abe just talked about. What was the probable cause? Why was that? We do know they didn't have no warrants. I do remember hearing that. They didn't have no warrants. Man, it's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
But wait. But fellas, check this out though. Now here's a good key question. A good quick question is, where's the body cam footage?
They turned them off. They were off.
Nah, that's not proper protocol, is it?
Nah, they turned them off. That right there was a violation.
But it's been said that somebody had a body cam footage on.
Well,
said they had a body camera on.
See, we don't know. But I know in the original report I saw, it said that they didn't have their body cams on. Maybe one of them did. I don't know. But I would look, whatever the case is, they fired some of them. So to me, if you've had enough information to fire somebody, you should have enough information to start bringing up charges.
Right.
That should have happened the same time.
Right. Totally agree.
And look, we don't have no names. No name. We don't have no information, stuff like that. There is no transparency here. But if you wonder why there's a public distrust for situations like this. There's been no transparency. The sheriff's even in the sheriff's press conference, he didn't take no questions. He read a statement on the paper with his head down and he booked out of there.
Another question to answer. Abe said something that was very, very poignant. We haven't heard from the state attorney general. Has the state attorney general gagged everybody?
He ain't saying nothing. She's not saying anything. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's saying anything. It's just one of those situations that, there's no words for it.
That's why we pray. Like MC Emma, that's why we pray.
If you, like the Abe said, gave something to be, when you hear what happened for 2 hours?
That's worse than Rosewood. They did them folks worse than Django.
2 hours? Man, come on, man.
But the real question is, how many times has Rankin County law enforcement
got away with it?
Done this same number on somebody,
right?
And because of fear and because of intimidation, no one has said anything.
Right.
Okay, you can attempt to uphold the law, but you must follow the law. I can have a suspicion of something, but if I don't have the right amount of evidence, I don't have the probable cause. And just say, for instance, on a gut feeling, I break into someone's house and I beat somebody within an inch of their life, and they say, oh yeah, I got a key of cocaine in the kitchen.
Right.
And I'm able to recover this. I say, see, this really was a bad guy, but I went about it the wrong way.
Right, right.
Entirely the wrong way.
Well, we'll keep everything, keep an eye on this and keep abreast and see what's going on with this. This is going to be interesting. It's not something you want to talk about all the time, but it was on our conversation. We had several conversations around the bar about it, and we thought it'd be a good idea to share some of that conversation here on the Good Brothers podcast. But back to something more a little light. You guys saw the little incident with Keke Palmer and her dude. Is that her husband or boyfriend?
That's her baby daddy.
So they're not married.
I'm married now.
Yeah. Well, it was her boyfriend. I believe they have unfollowed each other on social media. So we don't know what the status of the relationship
is. Me and the head sky was talking. So if y'all don't know the incident, you know, this is the incident right here. So me and the head sky talked about it. First of all, you know, we got to set Keke aside because she's an entertainer. She's a, you know, she's in that field. So there's some leeway you have to give here. But what I want to talk about a little bit as we talk about that is the comments by ladies underneath it that she can wear what she want to wear. This her body. There's an article on CNN. Literally, the title article says, enough. Keke Palmer can wear what she want to wear. That's some bullshit. Now, last meeting I had a scout discuss, you got to be a kind of man that can make that kind of statement and rock the lady abide by it.
But let's look at this, okay? This is the semantics of it. Yes, Keke Palmer can wear whatever she wants to wear. Mm-hmm. You know, though technically, I could strip naked and walk out on Lakeland Drive right now. But is it advisable?
Right.
No. You know, but, you know, in her situation, she's an entertainer. She's an actor. Some might say a sex symbol. You know, she plays some nice roles.
She was wearing
a very fashionable outfit. It was a Givenchy gown. It was sheer. Okay, all that. But let's rewind a little bit. Though, we talked about the same issue with Ciara and Russell Wilson. Ciara had a dress that had similar see-through going on.
I think Sarah showed a nipple.
But we are not concerned really about her wearing it because that's Hollywood.
Right.
That's what happens. But what we're looking at is Darius Jackson. This guy was a brother of a B-list actor. He's a personal trainer type guy. He works at a fitness center. He wants to be an internet personality. You know, obviously he wasn't on the scene when she was wearing this outfit.
Right.
From his home or from wherever he was, he live tweeted that she's a mom. You know, like.
Yeah, that's what he fucked up at. You're right. That's what he fucked up.
You know, hey, if you have an issue with what she's wearing, you need to address that with her.
Right.
Okay.
She'll just push you up the house. First of all, look, let's be honest. Man, you got to be the type of dude that the lady respects to understand. You can't be my lady and wear anything. Now, some cats out there, you can. You can't. Now, that's not me forcing it. When she make that decision to wear it, she may also make the decision to be single. What's up, bro? She also making that decision to be single. That's from my perspective, you know. But look, she got my man out here like, y'all remember that Boondocks episode with Tom and Usher? Us be dancing in the street because his wife liked Usher. That's what I think his guy mentioned that the conversation between him was having. That's what made it worse. That you know she was dancing with Usher. You know,
I think that played a big role in it. Mm-hmm. You know, and okay, women, when you select these men. Yeah, you have to select someone who understands that what you do and what you have to do in the commission of your art.
Right.
You know, I saw nothing wrong with what she was doing. But, you know, evidently he didn't like it. You know, if it had been my girlfriend, number one, I would probably have been there. But if I wasn't there and I saw it, I'd be like, okay. You know, she having a good time. You know, you're doing it's a press opportunity. It's you know, you're doing
that's the industry, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing this for exposure. You're doing this to show your personality. You don't know. She might get a movie role based on, you know, her interactions. You know, she's networking, you know, getting things done. You know, she's not just an actress. You know, she's also behind the camera as well. So she's a producer. Yeah. You know, so it's a lot of things going on. And sometimes some people are so short-sighted, they don't see the big picture.
Right. You know, that's why I gave that caveat. She's in a unique situation. See, what I was really trying to focus in on the comments. Because, you know, when you see all these ladies that's commenting, like, you know, and I can tell the single ones by what they saying. I'm like, yeah, you ain't got no dude. You ain't got no dude. Because ain't no man going to tolerate. Let me put it soft. As you said earlier, there has to be a discussion. Because there are some industries and some careers that lends itself to you promoting yourself that way. That's understandable, and the man should understand that as you get in a relationship with somebody in that area. But with that being said, that would never happen. That would be addressed from day one. That you know, hey, he's not gonna like me wearing this. He is not gonna, But they tell us, she want to look cute for. Nah, man, nah. That's
good. Yeah. But another conversation got to be had too of what we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Was the simple fact that now. Have to look at the dynamics of their relationship. Who actually wear the pants in that thing? Because now, again, you got Keke Palmer, who's a childhood star, a notable public figure, performer, singer. So she got a bag plus. You got the fitness instructor with a bag of gym clothes.
look, your pockets got me right to say the stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Unless you're that type of dude, the commander type of presence, and she's willing to submit to whatever it is of the boundaries you set according to you all's relationships, situations, whatever.
Right.
So, you know, that again, it's some conversations should have been had that has not been had. But the main thing is this. Instead of criticizing in public, why not do it in private?
Yeah.
Praise in public, criticize in private.
Well, that's what Abe said. He should address that when she got home. Hey, look, I didn't like that. Then she might have gave him an explanation that, hey, Usher told me, because look, a lot of this stuff's prearranged. Like, hey, he's going to bring me on stage, give me an opportunity to keep me in the public eye, to keep me relevant. So that's why I said this is a totally different situation on all levels. But you, like I said, but if you read some of the ladies in the comments, they trying to take this as their lives. I'm like, no, that's not going to work like that for you. Because that ain't gonna work like that for you.
Press, see, half of it, these folks live vicariously through these people. And that's delusional as hell. That's lack of self-identity, lack of self-awareness. You know, you trying to be somebody else instead of accept. First of all, they're not cool who they are.
Right.
Because of the people they choose. You know what I'm saying? So from a mental health standpoint, you might need to go talk to somebody because your situation has no bearing on that situation. That makes sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
But you want to make that situation your situation.
Yeah, it makes perfect
sense. You ain't Keke Palmer?
No. But you got, you know, no. It's just, you know, my whole thing is everybody wants their lady to look nice, and everybody wants their lady to be attractive. That's not the issue. The issue is, to me, is that you can be attractive wearing something that's respectful of the body that I treasure.
You know, I'm with that.
Because that you my lady, that's mine. You know, it ain't for everybody else, that's mine. So if you want to show it to everybody else, it's for everybody else. That don't work on my level. Now, like I said, some cats might be cool with that. Hey, man, live long, whether it's fight, live long and prosper.
Okay. And one thing that I keep seeing repeated, they're like, well, if he's such a traditional man, why do you have a child out of wedlock?
But
they've been dating since 2021, May of 2021, not that long, you know. But in interviews, she has said they have spent a lot of time together. she considers him her best friend. You know, so a best friend knows what the other friend likes and doesn't like, what the expectations are.
Right.
You know, that's go ahead. I mean, cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And for him to say she's a mom, she's a mother.
Yeah. That was out of line.
In his mind, the mother of his child, he did not have that view for her. You know, and if it might seem like a double standard, but men put women on pedestals.
Yeah,
and
we do.
They don't want the mother of their children out there like that. But still, he Make put her on a public forum, and when it should have been a conversation at the house or later, you know, and that way we would know about it.
Right.
You know, and we wouldn't have anything to talk about right now. You know, it just got blown out of proportion.
Right.
And really blocking his blessing. Because there I'm you sure, if, you know, if somebody that says, no, I can't work with that guy, he's a chauvinist, he's a gaslighter.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you get an article on CNN wrote about you, thinking that you're out of line for telling your lady you don't like what she got on. You know, but I agree with you. You should, especially in the industry she in, you should not want to. I do not understand why people go to social media with their personal business. I will never understand it. I don't care how mad I get at somebody, I am not going to get on social media and talk about it like that.
You know why, Prince?
Public figures.
But you know why?
Not people, no.
You know why?
Why?
So words start with an I. It's called insecurity. That's another word start with an I.
Yeah.
It's called image. There's a word start with an E called ego.
Yeah, I don't play that shit on social media. Mm-mm, not at all.
It's another I word, Chad. It's called immaturity.
Ooh. You
know, hey, a mature man would not put himself out there like that.
No, not at all.
Because nobody wants to seem like they're catching feelings. You know, he caught feelings. He big man. He need a picture.
Remember, I think we talked about this once before. I'll tell you again. Any woman I've ever dated, any woman I've ever around, any woman I've ever spent time with, I tell them the same thing. If anything go down, let me have it. I don't need no cheerleader. I don't need no hype man. Your job is to be quiet. Because, like I said, when men talk, there's always that low-level threat of violence. And the last thing I need is you to say something. And it get to him, and we cross that line. And start to get physical. So that's why I said, hey, that don't help in those situations at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Right.
But now, before we get out of here, there's one more thing I want to touch on. What about Britney Spears getting smacked by your boy's security?
Well, basically, you know, young cat maybe didn't know who Britney Spears is because Britney Spears is not prevalent anymore.
Not at all.
Okay, well, okay, KRS-One said, we know, we go back to our origins of hip-hop. Punks do what? They jump up to get beat down. You know, you put yourself in a position of a common person, you're gonna get treated like a common person.
Right.
You know,
and I
don't believe you should have got slapped or whatever, but things happen in the heat of the moment.
Right.
You know, as a person who's done personal protection, security, and whatnot, there have been times that it's been one wild person come at you from a strange angle, and they catch the bad end of an elbow or something.
But,
you know,
right.
It wasn't, you know, right. It wasn't like I'm going to smash this person's mouth in. You know, it's like I'm trying to create a barrier between my, you know, my client and potential harm. You know, and things happen.
Yeah, and so, they probably didn't know who she was at the time because I mean she just run up there and try and she grabs it to hit the guy on the shoulder. He just reacted. So I mean, that's on her. You can't run up and touch people like that.
Right.
That just don't happen.
I mean, right. I was even saying, you know, if you don't invite yourself in or ask for my permission, don't touch me if I don't see you coming. You know, because you got no reflexes. You know, I'll be like, you know, and sometimes you have to relax it. But you may go more when you on the clock and you get paid. What some of these guys get paid? You know, they're on go mode. You know, they're not paid to sit there and have a 3-point conversation or what should I do right now? You know, because you second. You know, it could have been a madman with a gun. It could have been anything. You know, but
you're 100%
right. Caught the bad end of, you know, sorry, homegirl. But hey, yeah.
She had to take that one. So look, guys, we're gonna get out of here. It's Friday.
Hey, look who popped up.
Grab your cocktail. Grab your smoke. Enjoy your weekend. As always, get in the comment section. Let us know what you think about the topics and what you think about the case here in Mississippi. What you think about Keke Palmer wearing the dress? I mean, wearing the outfit. Her baby daddy not liking it, which that's a whole nother. A bit catching that backhand for trying to
call your boy. And breasts.
Yeah. Remember, like, all subscribe, hit the bell. You know, we'll see you next Friday, Good Brothers Podcast. Smoke some and enjoy your weekend.
Man, smoke some and enjoy your weekend. Light up, y'all. We thank you. Till next time.
Be safe.
All right, for sure.
All right.